Hello and welcome to the Breaking Free podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Francis, and today I'm very grateful and very humbled to be joined by Taylor Isabella. Taylor Isabella, she is a medium. She is a very powerful woman. She's only 22 and she has all these psychic abilities. And yeah, I'll just be honest about it. My brother sent me a couple of her reels a couple weeks ago and I was like, wow, this is someone I want to get on my show. So I went on her link in bio and tracked down her email from her website and just, yeah, made it happen today. This is going to be a really awesome chat. She's 22. She's a psychic. She's a medium. I feel like I'm agreeing with what Taylor said before in our off-air chat. Everyone has these abilities. I've had these abilities for a long time myself. I'm starting to tap into mine and it's really powerful and we all have them. And it's very interesting that conversations like these are happening. They should happen more. And Taylor, I'm looking forward to another one of these conversations being released to the world today. So thank you for jumping on my show. You want to tell people about your story of awakening? I feel like it's going to be an absolute ripper. So floor's yours, definitely. Taylor. Welcome to my show.
Yeah, no. Well, first off, I want to thank you very much for having me. I'm super excited to just dive deep into all these things. So I guess I can start off with explaining, you know, who I am. So as Nathan was saying, I'm a psychic medium. And I guess I'm going to go way back and start off with how this started, how I became aware of these abilities that I had. So this started when I was about 5 years old. And I began starting to see things within my bedroom at my house. And I shared a bedroom with my sister. And I'd wake up in the middle of the night to a man standing in the doorway. He was an older man. He always wore blue plaid shirts and he had jeans on and he just kind of look at me through the doorway and I'd get super nervous. I'd get, you know, kind of frazzled. I didn't know what was happening. And I would call my parents into the room and I would tell them that there was someone standing at the door for them to look at me and tell me that nobody was there. So that was the first few things that started happening when I was young. And it kept happening for quite some time. Fast forwarding to when I was about 12 years old. So my older sister, she was working at a store called London Drugs, which is where we live. We have a store there. And she was working with a psychic medium. So they were working in the photography section. And her coworker shared with her, hey, by the way, I'm a psychic medium. And my sister was super open to that. And she had asked her if she could come to the house do a group reading for my parents and their friends. So she came to the house and she had never met any of them. She didn't know anything about any of them. And she started reading them. Everything was super spot on. And all of a sudden she started to bring me up. And at that time when I was 12, I still was experiencing things. I was seeing things. I was having crazy dreams. And she looked at my parents and she said, I want to talk about your daughter, Taylor. And they said, okay, what's going on with Taylor? And she said, Taylor is a medium. And I hope that I can speak to her because I want to help her through it because the spirit world is telling me that she's very anxious about all these things going on. So my parents weren't really sure what to think about it, but they said, definitely, you know, you can talk to her. And she spoke to me and she just kind of told me, you know, you can see angels. And I said, I can see angels. What are you talking about? And she gave me tools to help me. She said, just picture a door closing when you don't want to feel anything and picture a door opening when you do. And at 12 years old, I was thinking, you know, who is this lady? I don't know what she's saying to me. I don't understand. I'm not a medium. What are you talking about? Because at 12 years old, that's quite a young age to hear something like that. You don't understand any of it. So she ended up giving me some tarot cards and angel cards. And she told me, I feel like you should experiment with these if you want to. So I started to, and I, you know, really enjoyed experimenting with the tarot cards. And then once I got, you know, a good groove with the tarot cards, my parents asked me to start reading family members. So I started reading them and things just made sense. I read my, dad's friend and his father ended up coming through. And I remember I was 12 or 13. I had a piece of paper out and I drew like a fishing rod. And I said that he passed from cancer and all this stuff. And I just handed it to him and I walked away. And I just went played with, you know, their kids because we were at their house. And my parents were just, they didn't really know what to do about it. Fast forward to, I guess, high school. So you go to high school 14, 15 years old. And I did not want this to be a part of who I was when I went to high school, because this is something where people will judge you. They don't understand it. So I completely put it to the side. This is not who I am. I don't want anything to do with this at all. So that's what I did for a very, very long time. And that year when I put it away, Michelle, the woman who told me about my abilities, showed up at my doorstep one day and she gave me a ring. And I'm wearing the ring right now. And she said, "You need this." And I said, "I need this. Why?" She said, "You're closing yourself off." And I'm 15, so I was just still super confused about the whole thing. I said, "Okay, I'll take the ring." I took it with me. Anyway, still in high school, I wanted nothing to do with it. I thought that I wanted to be a social worker. I still wanted to help people in some way. I said, "I'm going to graduate. I want to be a social worker." That ended up not working out. I started working at a bar. And bars are very low vibrational places, I guess you could say. I worked in a bar as a bartender for years and years. And, you know, you get really caught up in that kind of energy working in those places. People want to drink with you. They want to party with you, you know. And I got very caught up in that, extremely caught up in that. I was bartending for 4 or 5 years and partying all the time. And I was drinking, and it was just a super depressing time in my life. And I was also running from who I truly was, which is what was happening. And then I was like, I need to go to school. I need to do something. I was super interested in, you know, the legal side of things. I said, I want to go to school to be a paralegal. So I ended up enrolling myself in school to be a paralegal. And it was good. The first year was great. And then after a year went by, I started to not really like it. It just, my spark for it just disappeared, and I didn't know what to do. I was like, I thought that this is what I wanted to do. I'm doing this now. I am not passionate about this at all. And I was still working at a bar at this time. And I went on a ski trip and I really hurt my knee really bad. So I had thought that I tore my ACL and my MCL, but it was just a small tear. And then all of a sudden I wasn't able to serve anymore. So I'm a student in school. I can't serve. I can't serve. So I'm not making any money. And I kind of felt very stuck. I didn't know what to do. I said, I can't get a job right now. There's no other work that I can do. I'm still in school. And I had a dream one night, and it was the craziest dream I think that I've ever had. And in the dream, I felt that I was lifted from my bed up into the sky. And there was a woman there, and there's this treehouse in the sky, and there was a table, and you could stick your hands out the window. The treehouse was made of branches and leaves, and she sat in front of me, and she took a deck of tarot cards, and she put it in front of me, and she said, "You're ready." And I said, "Ready for what?" And then I fell out of the sky, and I woke up. So I honestly was like, I feel that this means something. So I grabbed my tarot cards, started doing readings for myself. And then that same day I was scrolling on TikTok and I saw people doing readings on live streams. And I was like, that's really cool. You know, this is something that I've always wanted to do. Maybe I should do this. I have nothing else that I can do anyway. And I've always been passionate about this. Maybe I should open myself up back to this. So I did. I made a TikTok account and I started live streaming and I started doing tarot readings, and tarot readings turned into developing my mediumship. And then within a month, I started doing mediumship full time. Got busy very fast.
Can happen very fast, and sounds like you're definitely ready. I just want to circle back to the lifestyle that you're living and running away from yourself. A lot of my listeners know my story, and I was the king of doing that. Sounds like you were the same. So what made you run away from ever doing this right now?
It was society. The fear and the judgment, you know? Yeah, society. What people would think of me. I knew that if I was going to do this, that there would be judgment and opinions. And I, you know, also wasn't in a good state mentally either because of all the drinking and the partying. And I just felt stuck and I had no motivation, no self-confidence. I felt like I couldn't even connect with people around me without alcohol in my system, is how I felt. So that, and I kind of realized that I said, this isn't good. I need to stop doing this. I feel like I can't even be myself or have confidence without this. And hurting my knee was the best thing that ever happened to me because it took me out of that environment and forced me to feel uncomfortable and have to do something else, which was this. And I just kind of, you know, I was talking to my mom and my sisters and I was like, I feel that I need to do this. And, you know, they just said to me, you're meant to do this. You've always been meant to do this. And at the end of the day, you can't run from the opinions of other people. Mm. You know, no matter what you do, you're going to be judged. Even if I decided to be a paralegal, I'd be judged in some way. And they said that to me and I said, that's true. You know, no matter what, I'm going to receive that, you know, judgment. And there was one video that I saw during that time. And it was Jay Shetty and he was quoting someone else and it was, walk through every door that opens, leave the ones that are closed behind you. So I started to be in that kind of mindset. Okay, these doors are closing. I need to walk through the ones that are opening. This one's opening. I just need to do it. I just need to do it. So I did. And I pushed myself into that.
That's powerful. A lot of people resonate with that too. It's interesting, isn't it? And then obviously we can talk about your, what was your very first deck of tarot cards you had?
It was an original Rider-Waite tarot deck. So it's a blue deck. It's just the original. And then I got a angel card deck by Dorian Virtue. It's an angel therapy oracle. Those were my first. I still have them. I don't really use tarot cards anymore because I'm so focused on my mediumship, but I love them. I cherish them.
Yes. No, as you get, my brother's the same. Like as you get going, you get better at not using the cards anymore. And yeah, my brother's the same. He's a medium. He's been on my show a couple of times, but just want to ask you another question. Like, it sounds like you had, do you know who that woman was that said, like, didn't she, like you said, you were taken out of your bed and you were handed a deck of cards. Like, do you know who that was?
I do now. And it's one of my spirit guides.
Yes.
So everybody has spirit guides, you have spirit guides in your life and they help guide the way. And I felt myself connecting with her when I started opening myself up. And I would just feel her with me. And I would ask myself, you know, give me tingling in my right toe if it's you, if you're a spirit guide. And it would happen. So things like that would happen. And that was her guiding the way, saying, you're ready, it's time. So I definitely feel that that was not just a dream. It was me connecting to the spiritual realm and them saying, it's time. No more running from it. This is what, you know, you're meant to do. And it was scary. I hid it from everyone in my life for a long time. The only people who knew about it were my sister and my parents and everybody else. I had people, you know, blocked on social media so they couldn't see it. And then I woke up one day and said, you know, why am I doing this? This is me. I'm still not being true to who I am. I'm not letting people see it. So part of me was still hiding. And then I woke up one day and said, this is ridiculous. I'm living through the opinions of other people. And this is preventing me from excelling with this.
So. Really powerful message. Really powerful message. Because we've all at some point done that. I know I can relate to that because I did that as well. You know, I sort of block people from them seeing my stuff on there, and same as you, I woke up one morning, I was like, why am I doing that? Like, this is me. If you don't like me, then you block me. I'm not going to block you. So yeah, really, really powerful. You've had a really interesting journey, Taylor. I just wanted to ask you about your mediumship. So since the tarot and then all of that, so was that like 4 or 5 years ago? Like, how long have you been doing this for? Like, when did, like, how long?
About 2 years. So it happened
Wow.
Very quickly. So I
Yeah.
started doing tarot. I was doing tarot for about 4 or 6 months.
Yep.
And then I was incorporating, you know, channeling, you know, spirits to connect with their loved ones. And then I slowly pulled away from the tarot cards as I did it, because tarot cards are a divination tool. So you look at it and you feel beyond what the cards are saying. And my goal was to not have to use them at all. So slowly after using them, I began to trust what I was receiving. And now I just use my ability and I connect, you know, clients to their loved ones in spirit.
It's pretty powerful. Do you have a lot of young people come to you?
Not a lot, actually. Most of them are a lot older than I am, actually. I do have, in the beginning, I had more young people coming to me, but now they're probably 10 or 15 years older than me, majority of them, yeah. Because most young people don't have as many people who are passed on. So it tends to be an older crowd, but I do have those young people coming to me, yeah.
That's awesome. And that's the thing which we can delve into now, is that I was telling you off air, like, this can be so quick. And it sounds like you're another one that's had this happen so fast. Like, I was telling you off air about some of the clients I've had seeing their spirit guides and seeing their relatives and people. And it's like, you're another one. Like, I've had it come to me, Taylor, from spirit myself. And I'm just going to drop this on you and see what, and we'll have a chat and see what you think or feel. But I've had it come to me that these souls that have passed on since the year 2000, the millennium, they are super powerful and they can help change this world and lift the veil, right? What I believe is that's what's come to me. And what I also believe is that's why all these things are here, your distractions, like your alcohol, your porn, your OnlyFans, your social media, your phones, the video games, my goodness, like the video games, like, that's why all this is here, to distract those particular group of souls in your age group and younger from ever stepping into the things that we are stepping into, which is our true potential. What do you think and feel?
I completely agree with that. 100%. I feel that those are made as distractions, and I feel like they're the greatest obstacles that are in front of us as we're growing up. And, you know, it's so challenging too, because when you're young, you know, you're just yourself. You don't care about what anyone thinks about you. You're just authentically you. And then you get older and there's social media and all these things that we are experiencing around us, and they start to take that intuition within us away. And I feel like it's up to us to not let that happen. These things are distractions. Everybody has these abilities. It's almost brainwashing. And I do think that it's very toxic, and it's up to the person to be aware of it. You know, I feel that people don't realize how powerful they truly are. You have the full power to allow only positivity into your life versus the negatives. So
100%. And the youth of today that are your age group are super powerful. And you're just another one now that has come into my path to share this message that this can happen so quick, and yours is only 2 years. Unbelievable.
Very fast. Honestly, that's one of the biggest messages that I always tell people, is that if you feel that you're at your lowest and you feel like there's no way out of it, it can change tomorrow. It can change just like that. Keep going, is what I always say. We all have a path that we're destined to follow. And I feel that everyone tells themselves, you're not on the right path, you're not doing the right things. And I don't believe that. You have to be on a path where you feel confused and you don't feel secure within yourself in order to transition into the path that you're meant to be on. You have to go through those things to get to where you're meant to be.
So that's one thing. Are you sure you're 22, Taylor?
Wow. I think so.
I think you're a lot older than 22, given the soul. Like, you're an old soul, yeah? Like, have you had that come to you too, old soul? Yeah.
I definitely feel like I'm an old soul. I definitely do, yeah.
Like, what you just said was so powerful for a 22-year-old. When I see the youth of today doing what you're doing, Taylor, it brings me great joy, because there needs to be more of you in that age group stepping into this stuff, because it helps change the world.
It truly does. I agree with that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, no worries at all. And I'm really grateful that this conversation is taking place. I was just going to ask you a couple more questions, and then I wouldn't mind talking about this too. So with the medium, and before you saw that, we're just going to circle back here to your journey. I just had this question come to me. Before you saw that tarot reader that medium that your family saw, and she wanted to talk to you because she knew you were special, were you already seeing and hearing things as a child? Because I know for me, I used to hear and see things as a child, and it took me to do a quantum healing to allow some. Well, my grandfather was one that's super powerful in my life right now. It took me a quantum healing to tap into that, but he was always there when I was 17. I saw him standing in the kitchen, but that's my story. But I just wanted to circle back to the, I probably was supposed to tell you that, but I just wanted to ask you that question of, were you seeing things as a child as well before you even saw that medium woman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would always see a man in my bedroom when I was about 5 years old.
Oh, that's right. And do you know who that man is now?
So I do know who he is now because of that medium. So she had actually brought it up to me. She had said, I think that a man has been trying to get your attention. And we were living in a house. We had built our house on land. And she said, I feel that this man was trying to get your attention because he's trying to tell you that he wants his wife to know that he's watching over her.
Wow.
And we had kind of looked at, well, she looked further into that, and we found out that our house was built over a graveyard. So this could have been maybe his grave, or his grave was near. And she had tried to find the past owner of our house to see if his wife was still alive. And I'm pretty sure that she had found her and said, your husband's trying to get your attention, and she was sick in the hospital. So it was quite interesting. And even after that, I would sleepwalk all the time, which is very odd. I feel that it's definitely connected to all of this. I'd sleepwalk every night, and it got to the point where my parents would have to put a chair in front of the door, because I'd sleepwalk and I'd get up in the middle of the night and I'd start saying things to them that didn't make sense. And
God.
It went on for a while, and it stopped as soon as Michelle, was her name, came in and told me to picture a door closing. As soon as I pictured that door closing within my mind, all the experiences that I had, the shadows, the sleepwalking, it all stopped. So I feel now, as I'm older, that it was the spirit world trying to get my attention and maybe even communicating with me when I was sleeping. I truly feel that. Super interesting stuff. Super interesting.
Yeah, and you spoke about sleepwalking and stuff. So I have to tell you this. So when I was a kid, I used to sleepwalk too.
Mm.
Yeah, like all the time. And I even used to have sleep paralysis, so I was in the out-of-body experience state too, and I've had like a number of them since. I interviewed a guy on my podcast last year called Darius Wright, who removed the fear of death for me to have these experiences. And it was interesting because I want to tell this story, because when I was a kid, I used to have sleep paralysis. I never told anyone, never really said a thing. And then I interviewed this guy, and he's like talking about it, and I'm like, I'm thinking, and they're telling me, spirit's telling me, tell him about your story. And I just went boom and told him. And I used to, like, my grandfather pulls me out of my body. It's the coolest thing. And yeah, and as a kid, they were trying to communicate with me as well, but I kept shutting it off. Like, I was like, nah, don't want it. And then as soon as I sat with myself and did that quantum healing and allowed him into my life. Because at 17, I said I saw him standing in the kitchen, right? This is 12 hours after he transitioned, and I saw his body.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then I'm standing in the kitchen, and he's standing there, and he's telling me, he's like, I haven't died. I'm still here. And he's doing the dishes. There's no dishes in the sink. And I'm like, what is this? And then my other grandfather passed away about 4 or 5 years later, 6 years later. And he's standing at the foot of my bed when I was your age. I was 22. And then as soon as I was able to go through my awakening, my journey, yeah, it was unreal to be able to connect with those loved ones. And there's so many more, but it's, yeah. And have you had an out-of-body experience yourself? Do you have them?
I have them, quite often. It's the most interesting. I have the most vivid dreams in the entire world. And I had one, really, I feel that it was sleep paralysis. I'm not exactly sure, but I was laying in bed and I was sleeping. And I felt that I was fully awake. I was laying down. I was looking at the foot of my bed, fully alert. I was like, I'm awake, I'm not sleeping anymore. And I saw a man walk across the bed, and then he came up to me and he looked at me, and I kind of stood back, and it was my grandfather, my great grandfather. And then he disappeared, and then all of a sudden I realized I was sleeping, and I had to shake myself out of this sleep. And I woke up and I was like, oh, now I'm here. So it's so interesting because it felt like I was fully awake and he was looking at me, but then I woke up after the fact. I've had lots of experiences like that. I often feel myself being pulled out of my body, and I go into this universe. I can't even explain it. There's colors everywhere, blues and pinks and purples, and I'm just seeing my loved ones there, and I'm talking to them, and then I wake up. It's just the most interesting thing. I don't see spirits in the same way that I did when I was young, standing in front of me when I'm alert. It's all, you know, feelings and emotions and through my thoughts. So that's one thing is I feel that many people don't realize is that mediumship isn't so sixth sense, I like to say. They're communicating through our emotions and through our mind and our thoughts. So they'll pull through information in front of me and in my mind that's significant. So if I've seen a blue Ford truck before, they'll show me that memory. And then that means that they either drove a blue Ford truck or one of their loved ones do. So they're communicating through my thoughts. And I think that that's a big reason too, why maybe lots of people are skeptical, because they think, oh, why can some people physically see a spirit in front of them and I can't? This doesn't make sense. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's because it's all feelings and emotions, and they're communicating through your thoughts. Spirits don't have voices. They don't have physical voices because they don't have vocal cords. Those vocal cords are left with their physical body. So when they cross over into the afterlife, they're communicating through their consciousness and feelings and emotions. And it's all just about being in tune with that, you know, what's your feelings versus what's the spirit world. So one of the, and it's super interesting. So I had one situation with a client where I was shown a black widow spider just within my mind. Just for the listeners, is it's all through my mind. And I said, I don't know what this is. I'm seeing a black widow spider. She says, I have no idea. I said, keep it with you. Maybe this is going to be a sign of some sort. And she emails me 4 hours later, and she says, I gave my daughter a mystery toy box that you open up, and you don't know what's in it. You open it up, and she opened it up, and there was a gigantic black widow spider in it. And we were talking to her significant other and her daughter's dad. And I said, he knew that that was going to happen. That was a sign after the fact that he's with you. It's very interesting. That's how they communicate with us.
100%. And I had so many stories like that as well. Mm-hmm. It's truly incredible. And I'm the same as you. Sometimes I do see them. They show themselves when they need to, but I'm the same as you. I feel it. And I get shown stuff like you do as well. It's interesting. And I just wanted to ask you as well, like, I've had out of body experiences where I've seen like huge ass 16-foot beings. I've seen this realm. I've seen how to exit this realm. I've seen the bottom of the oceans. I've seen mermaids and all sorts of weird, wacky stuff. I was on the beach a couple of weeks ago where I moved from where I was living to the coast up north here in Australia. And my grandfather loved Noosa Beach. And I was on Noosa Beach the other week. I feel really connected to his energy and spirit there. And I saw a mermaid on the rocks out of the corner of my eye. She was just there. And then I asked, and I get goosebumps when I ask. And I was covered from head to toe. They're like, yeah, I was a mermaid. And I was like, holy shit.
No, that's crazy. So many people have had crazy experiences like that. And it's
I was just
amazing.
Standing in the ocean, just having amazing. A swim. And then just out of the corner of my eye, I just saw it for like 2 seconds. I'm like, that was a mermaid. Yeah. That was cool.
They can definitely show us physical things like that. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I don't, I've never had a crazy, insane experience like that other than when I was young and I'd see that man in my room, but I love hearing those stories. It's crazy. There's just so much that we don't know about the universe. And I think it's so important to remain open to all of it.
I agree. Do you believe it's been hidden from us though? And we're just relearning what all this actually is? All this knowledge? Yeah.
I feel that there's a lot that's hidden from us, and it's unfortunate, but what's stopping us from trying to, you know,
exactly
break through that and figure it all out?
Well, exactly. And the only, well, I always say, Taylor, the only person stopping you from doing that is yourself.
100%. Yeah. I feel that one thing that everyone needs to remember too is that the fulfillment that you seek and you want in your life has always been within you. It's there. You're 100%. Never going to find it anywhere else. You're not going to find it in another person. Or anything else. It's always within you.
I have another question for you, Taylor, while I've got you here. People see their loved ones, right? And I know sometimes it can be distorted through their vibration, right? If they're in a lower state of vibration, they may see a demon or whoever, but it's actually their loved one. When people see these demons and stuff, that makes them shut off from this because they're super scared of seeing a dark entity in their room. Mm-hmm. I just know because I've had people around me that would see these things. And I just want to ask you, I've had it come to me that because they're in such that, as I said before, they're in that state of vibration, that dark entity is not necessarily a dark entity. That could very well be one of their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're so low in vibration due to their habits, due to their lifestyle, due to their belief mm-hmm. systems, that's mm-hmm. what they're perceiving that as.
Yep.
I just want to get your thoughts on that. Yep. Yeah.
People's belief systems and fear will filter what their experience is. So people always will say to me, you're communicating with demons, you're communicating with dark entities. And the reason why I feel people say that is because of fear. And when a human feels fear about something that they don't understand, they view it as negative.
Yes.
So I have never came across a negative entity or a dark entity a single time throughout my life or my mediumship journey. Love and light only exists in the afterlife, and
yes,
it truly is because of fear. You feel fear, you automatically, it's in your mind, this is negative, I don't understand this. When in reality, it's a loved one trying to get their attention and talk to them.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Do you believe that there are, I'm just going to ask you the question. Do you believe that there's like these dark entities around, or is it just our perception?
So this is my take on this. Okay. Yep. So there's a very big difference between ghosts and spirits. So in the spirit world, souls cannot take negative energy with them into the afterlife.
No,
so it
deal
has
with,
to get
yeah.
left behind. Yeah.
Yep.
So it has to get left behind. So what is a ghost? A ghost is the energetic imprint of what the spirit left behind when they transitioned into the spirit world. So let's say you were to walk into a haunted location that's known for hauntings, or a house where something very tragic happened to a family. You walk into there and you feel negative energy. You feel afraid. You feel fear. You maybe see dark things within your mind. That's you connecting to the energy that's left in the physical world from a scenario that happened in that area. So many people will say, this means that a soul is stuck. And many mediums can say, this means that a soul is stuck. There is no in-between worlds. There's just an afterlife and the physical world.
Yeah.
So spirits fully transition. They're in a place of light and love. But if someone's feeling any negative energy or any dark energies, it's just an energetic imprint. But it's a memory repeating itself over and over again. There's no driving force behind the energy that's left there. It's just that memory repeating itself, when in reality, the soul's just in the spirit world. So those energetic imprints are left behind, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, yeah. Yeah, I see that there is a dark force that's been here a long, long time that's you could say ruled the planet, right? And then we're awakening our love and light and our power potential to remove that darkness force. I believe that that darkness force is within us and it's presenting itself on a world stage. It's all about perception. And if you're given the last 4 years and how they did the whole virus thing over the last 4 years, that was just another seal of awakening for us to then remove that dark force within us. Do you sort of see it like that? Like, did you fall for the whole thing of the last 4 years? Did you? I know I didn't.
No.
No.
Definitely not. You know, I feel that the negativity that exists is within the physical world.
Yep.
I feel that our souls come from I feel that our souls have never actually left the spirit world. And I feel that our journey through life is to figure out how to connect with our highest self and to not fall into all these traps that are put in front of us.
Yeah.
And the goal is to connect with your highest self, which is your soul, which has never actually left the spirit world. It's like we've been put on this earth to figure out that everything that we want in life and everything that we seek is within us, and we can't let any external energies filter that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I've had it come to me too that the more connected you are to Mother Earth with grounding and getting out in nature, getting in the ocean and stuff, because she's shifting her force, her evil, her darkness. And I believe that if we're shifting ours, we're helping that process because we're connected to Earth, which is why a lot of people wear shoes and have these things, because it's the soul, the foot, right? What's the one of the gateways to the soul is through the feet. And that's why shoes are here. It's like there's all these hurdles and all these, what do you call them? Challenges we have to overcome to reconnect with ourselves. And yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? So I want to get your take on that.
Yeah, this is something I could talk about for hours. That's
not the
sure.
Only one.
There's just so much to it. Yeah, it's I don't even know where to start with that. Yeah, no, I agree.
Do you connect with nature, and do you connect?
Most definitely. We as humans, we weren't created to be stuck in front of computers and
no
video games, like you said, and social media and all that. That's not, if you think about it, you go back to, you know, however we were created, we're outdoors, we're creating things for ourselves, you know, we're it's, there was actually, this is super interesting as well, I saw a video last night of Mr. Beast. And he did a experiment where he was in a enclosed room without social media. There was nothing on the walls. It was just a big white room. And he was there for 7 days. And the experiment was to see, you know, what would happen with him mentally if there wasn't any stimulation. And I thought that was super, super interesting, because it shows how important stimulation is for us and our mental health, but it has to be the right stimulation. It's super important for us to be outdoors. That's what we're meant to be. It's fresh air, it's nature, it's grounding, it's calming. And if you're stuck in front of a computer screen all the time, you're going to get depressed. You're not going to be happy. And you have to notice when you're starting to feel too depressed. You need to get up and, disconnected. Disconnected. It's not real life when you think about it. It's not real life when you think about it. It's not real. And I feel that, we're definitely just so filtered, Time isn't even real.
No.
Money isn't even real. None of it's real.
No.
None of
it. How did you, this is an interesting question that's come to me. How did you handle, I'm just going to put it bluntly. How did you remember that everything that we've been told through schooling, through society, through everything was a big fat lie?
Good question.
I know for me, just while you're thinking, I self-destructed. Like I went to some real self-sabotaging habits and places dealing with those truths first. But then I had an interesting lifestyle for a long time, Taylor, and I won't delve into too much but I fell through a table, right? I was talking to three young girls when I was 27. They were really young. They were probably like 19, 20, and I was 27. So I had a lifestyle of being the player, the fuck boy, what the young ones are doing. I was that guy. I was programmed to be that guy from a very early age. And when it was time for me to transition into my next path, I hit the ground so hard when I fell through that table talking to those girls. And I remember I said something real, real creepy. It was like, it was spirit saying, Nath, you got to grow up, brother. Like, pick yourself up, get on the path, because this path's not where you're supposed to be. That was like a pivotal moment in my life, was hitting that ground. And it was time for me to go in deep and learn my own truths and learn the things I was doing and the person I was being. So I was just going to ask you, did you ever have a moment like that where you were like, wow, we're being lied to here on a massive scale? But then the truths within, like what you went through with high school and stuff, like how was that journey of the whole journey of awakening for you? Because we go through a dark night of the soul or whatever you want to call it. Mine was, sounds like yours was the same. It's a pretty interesting process, but that light at the end of the tunnel, which is your light, is what kept me going through that. Yeah. That's a long-winded question, but the question was, how did you cope with the world truths, knowing that we're being lied to, and then going within and accepting your own and shifting them into you, who you are now? How was that journey, dark night of the soul, for you?
It was definitely during the period when I was working in the restaurant industry at the bar.
Yeah.
Definitely. I strongly relate to that whole, everything that you've been through with that, being in that dark place. And during that period when I was in school, I was a student. I was in student debt. I wasn't, stable. It was hard for me to pay my rent, and then I was using my money to burn it on alcohol and all that. And I had an experience like that too, and I got very intoxicated one night, and it was just terrible. Blacked out, woke up, and I had seen that the money that I used that was supposed to go towards my rent went towards alcohol. And I kind of sat with myself and I say, for some reason there was this thought in my mind of, why was alcohol even created when it's so bad for us and it leads to health issues, mental health, physical health issues? And the answer was money. And yes, the money helps circulate the economy, but I feel that it's something that's so toxic at the same time, because that's all people care about. I'm going to create this alcohol. We're going to create bars. People can go, they can get depressed. Then they need to pay for healthcare. Then they need to pay for a therapist. Then they need to pay for this. And then I sat with myself too, and I thought, they want us to be successful. They want us to go to school, but then we get into student debt and then we spend our entire life paying off that debt. I feel like I'm being controlled by the government. I don't like being controlled. Same. So that was that feeling that I had. And then I got out of the restaurant industry, and being out of that environment and that low vibrational place, I was able to see that more clearly. And then I said to myself, I need to work for myself. I need to work for myself. I'm not going to work for somebody else. I need to do this for me.
Well
Not
said.
saying that people who work for other people, it's not a good thing, but I think that,
Well, that's what the school system does, Taylor. Like, it programs you to build someone else's dream instead of your own, because you're not taught how to write a business plan, or you're not getting entrepreneurs come in, definitely not psychics come in that have got their own business. No, you're going to career expos, you're writing resumes, cover letters, CVs. It's like something's up with that.
And not only that, you're working a 9 to 5 or an 8 to 6, and it's your entire day, 5 days a week. That's not living.
No.
Like, what is that, And of course, it's important for people to have jobs and roles because they provide services for us. Like, we need doctors and, we need therapists. We need that. But I just feel that there should be so much more balance with it than there is. There's so much control around it.
There
And
is.
at the end of the day, the people who are controlling all of it have no idea what they're doing.
No, they don't.
Nobody knows.
It's
Nobody
interesting.
knows.
I believe that this whole thing goes off world. If you want to really go woo woo, I believe all this is done off world. It's not even done on Earth. It's done somewhere else. And you talk about the people that are controlling it. Well, I don't really necessarily believe that they're people either, Taylor. Not sure
Whoa,
how woo woo
that's
you want to go
interesting
here.
perspective.
Oh,
Honestly, I love it.
yeah.
Love it. This is a safe space. You go as woo woo as you want to. This is
Oh,
safe space for me.
I just believe that the orchestrators of everything, the puppeteers, right? Well, I don't believe they're actual humans. And I don't believe they're on this planet either. I think they're somewhere else.
Somewhere else controlling Earth. Very interesting. Honestly, at the end of the day, that is a possibility. It truly is. It truly is. There's
It's
so much that
interesting.
we don't know.
There is. And I do want to talk to you about, have you delved into past lives and what else can we talk about as we were past lives? Have
Yeah,
you
past
done any
lives.
like healing sessions, like quantum healing or regressions or past life regressions? Have you dabbled in any of those healings, or has all of this just literally come to you? Because I know I dabbled in some quantum healings, as I said, dabbled in some. That's what I dabbled in. All sorts of healing modalities, inner child healings, and all sorts of things, and past life regressions, and all that sort of stuff. Have you dabbled in any of that stuff yourself, or did it all just come to you?
I have some information that comes through about past lives during mediumship sessions. I don't do past life regressions. I've had past life regressions done though.
Yeah.
And they're intense. They're very intense. Like,
They are,
they're
aren't
so
they?
interesting. I've dove into some of my past lives, and I have always been super afraid of planes. So, like,
Huh.
commercial airlines, planes, and my biggest fear
Here
is
we go.
crashing in the water on a plane. Terrified. My entire life, I get on a plane and I have to have a window seat so I can see, still now to this day, so I can see out the window, because every time I get on a plane, I am convinced that I am going to die on this plane. Absolutely
Careful.
ridiculous. Right. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I
Wow.
wanted to get a past life regression done. I wanted to get a past life regression done. Also, I'm super drawn to World War I, World War II, all
Oh,
of that,
goosebumps.
like the history of it. So I will go to antique stores and I will look at, bullets and cameras from World War I, World War II. I will spend hours there. I love it. I love watching the documentaries, all that. And I had a past life regression done, was completely hypnotized. And in the past life regression, I was an airline pilot in World War II.
You
And my
definitely
plane
were.
had, that's what I feel. And the plane had went down in the water. And so I woke up and out of the being hypnotized and listened to the recording, and that's what had happened through that. So
Wow.
We can definitely have access to our past lives if anyone's interested in your past lives. I recommend past life regression. I feel it's a completely different area than mediumship. It definitely is.
It is.
But I do feel that our fears that we have are definitely stem to past lives. So the number one sign is if there's any, past lives that you're super drawn to, or sorry, past times that you're super drawn to. Maybe you're drawn to World War II. Maybe you're drawn to ancient Egypt times.
Oh,
I'm also
God.
very drawn to the Roman Empire. Roman Empire, it's crazy that the fixtures, everything. I love it. I love
Same.
it. And I feel, yeah. And I feel that, yeah, I feel that that's definitely a past life. I feel that we've all had past lives
We've
and
all
we can
had many
definitely learn
lives on
about
this
them.
planet. We've had many lives everywhere,
Definitely.
actually. I've delved into all sorts of things here. I'm an Octarian. Octarian. Have you delved into that too? Like what you actually are? Like who you actually are? Like I'm Octarian.
Octarian. I've never dived into that. No.
Haven't you? Wow, there's something you can have a look at. We'll
Tell me
talk off
about that.
air. Wow, I can tell you
Okay.
now. I can tell you off air. It doesn't matter. But I was just going to tell you. I've had some interesting past life regressions too. But then I'd only ever did one in two actually, and then these come up sometimes when I'm just in meditative states. So I'll tell you a story. I won't use names, but a close friend of mine. We've had many, many lives together, and my whole left side of my face was just in agony, and I knew it wasn't a migraine, it wasn't a headache, wasn't anything. I was like, and by the end of the day, my brother's like, just go and meditate and see what comes up. So I was irritable, you know. My brother's like, just go and meditate and see what comes up. So I was laying in bed, and I was taken immediately straight back to one of the wars. I won't say which war. And I'm getting beaten up by enemies, right? And I wouldn't tell them where our leader was, and our leader was one of my closest mates who's in this life now. We reconnected in the last 4 years, and they were beating the absolute crap out of me, left side of my head. They were whipping me, they were giving me, and then I remember just, I don't know, I must have escaped or not, they must have let me go, and I was dying, and I was on this tree, right? I'm laying on this tree, and I'm trying to communicate with my mate who was the commander, trying to save me, and I didn't have a walkie or anything, so I just channeled something from that tree, like a telepathic communication. I was to be honest with it, and I called him in and said, "Mate, this is where I am. I'm dying. Come rescue me." And then I snap out of that scene, and I'm drawn to another scene, and he's carrying me on his shoulders into the medic tent, and I've reconnected with that guy in the last 4 years, and as soon as I picked up the phone and rang him and said, "Mate, I can just have these regression things. I don't need to be put under." And I told him about the life. He's like, "Oh my God." He had goosebumps too. He's like, "Yeah, I saved you." Then he goes, "In this life, you're saving me."
Wow,
I
that's
have
powerful.
countless stories like that. Wild.
That's so cool.
And I'll tell you another one. You brought up ancient Egypt, right? Well, I had to pass life regression with another buddy of mine who's part of this tribe that we're all reuniting for this life, right? There's about six of us. I've met three of them. I'm going to meet the next few in the next few years. And we did a regression together, and we went back to ancient Egypt and about the pyramids. And we were shown, we'll say, a contract of the energy being switched to a negative energy with what goes on under there, child trafficking and all the abuse and stuff and drugs and, you know, what, and the energy of that pyramid can heal the whole planet. If anyone's listening to this, the pyramids in ancient Egypt can heal this planet, and they've been switched off to negativity, well, because of what goes on under there, all the rituals and all the abuse and stuff, darkness, right? I went back to myself as a pharaoh, and I remember me and a group of about 100 of us or more. We all signed an NDA back then. Who knows what an NDA was called? And we shut the pyramids off, and we thought it was good, but it was bad. And that's playing out in this life now. And me and my mate were in tears crying because that was our soul being like, we did that. Like, we helped do
Wow.
that. Yeah. It was really powerful, Taylor, because we're both in tears crying. And then we went back to year one when all this started. Not even year one. Whatever it is, right? Off-world, angels, demons, all fighting each other. We're angels mm-hmm. fighting the demons. Good versus evil war, right? This good versus evil war has been going on for thousands and millions of centuries of light years, however long it's been going for. We went back to the very first moment and we were like angels fighting demons. I'm just going to be honest with you. It was completely, and I'm sharing that publicly and I'm grateful to share it publicly.
Yeah.
I have done some very interesting things in the last 4 years, but those two sessions, well, one of them was just me on a bed meditating, but that with my buddy, that was incredible.
That is incredible.
Our souls have been fighting this exact war for eons.
I like that take on that. Yeah.
And I feel like you've been fighting the same thing as well.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. Wow, thank you for sharing that. That's so neat. I absolutely love those stories. No, it's so interesting how those past lives carry on into now. They truly do carry on into
they
now.
Do.
My mom has really bad carpal tunnel in her wrists and arms. And Michelle, the medium I was speaking about previously, she had done past life readings for her. And in this life, my mom is someone who loves to serve other people. She puts her needs aside for everybody else. She's always wanting to cater to everybody, maybe a little bit too much. She's trying to work to get outside of that and care more about herself. But she's just a super giving individual. And Michelle had known nothing about her, didn't know she had wrist issues, carpal tunnel issues, didn't know who she was as a person, and looked at her and said, "You were a servant in a past life, and they would always attach you to chains and hang you up by your wrists. So that's why you have these issues now. And in this lifetime, you're supposed to work past trying to be that almost servant of others all the time and focus more on you. It's a challenge in this lifetime because you weren't able to work through that in your previous one."
Interesting you bring up a story like that, because I was running through the last little bit, whether it's shared or not, but I'm going to share it. So this is what's played out in my life. It's interesting too, because I've always had an intuition when things were wrong, and my dad is the same, but obviously being the son, it's stronger. And I had the intuitive feeling that something was seriously wrong 4 years ago when all that stuff started and people were waiting in line to take this thing in their left and right arm. And I was like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not partaking in this. Something inside, intuition, spirit, call it whatever you want. We can go woo-woo. It was definitely spirit. It was definitely my intuition that was like, this is not aligned with me, is what we'll say. And I did that quantum healing session. It's the same one I was talking about when I saw my grandfather standing there. This is probably an hour prior. So an hour prior, I was taken back to a world war, probably World War One or Two, and I was taking cover with a group of my buddies. There were six of us. We're all reuniting. And I said to them, I said, "We need to leave this place, boys. We need to go get ground somewhere else or we're going to get blown up." Like, I had the intuitive feeling. And they're like, "No, we're safe. We're good." This is all playing out like a movie, right, in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there. And I'm like, "We got to go." And they're like, "No, but we're safe." And then it was like, "No." I took off. I bolted probably 2 or 3 Ks to another bunker. And I turn around and I shit you not, they got blown up and I saw the whole thing. And I was in tears. I don't know how long I was crying for. I saw the whole thing. And then I reconnect with a couple of those buddies, right? And they're like, "You're helping us this life." And then I tell them that story. They're like, "I feel that." It's almost as if they were definitely, well, I know now, they were definitely with me with that journey. And it's interesting because I had a group of buddies a few years ago and I said not to do this and partake in all this stuff and they wouldn't listen. And it's like, well, that played out again. You know what I mean? But that wasn't the group of buddies that were the soul. It's like I've met a few of those souls. And when I tell that story to them, it's almost like I have helped them because I've helped them shift that past life because I've taken them back there by me telling that story. And if anyone's resonating with that, that's part of this crew, looking forward to meeting you because we're here to do some pretty cool shit in this life. But I felt the need to share that with you, Taylor, because, it was like my first ever session in like ever going into this stuff. And I'm my first scene was that, was my friends getting blown up in a world war.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was wild.
Definitely a past life. It's amazing you had access to that. It's crazy the information.
Well, I think I was ready. Like, I was just told, like the friend that ran the session for me, he's a really close friend of mine. She's like, you're ready for whatever comes up today. And I had no idea that I was going to be taken back to past lives, ancient Egypt. I was like, I just went in with an open mind going, well, she's just taking guinea pigs, and then bang, I'm hit with that. And then a year later, me and my buddy go in and do one together, and we're going back to ancient Egypt, and then we're going back to some planet, which I can't remember the name of it now, and we're fighting demons of, like, where the angels fighting this spiritual war that's been going on for eons. And I'm like, well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is.
That is amazing.
Have you had anything like that happen to you?
I've had my past life regressions. Yeah, I've been asking, you know, the spirit world to show me about my past lives through my dreams. So lately, I have been, I can completely control what I experience in my dreams, what I want to see. I can wake up, be alert, and then go back into it. I can fall asleep and go back into it. So let's say in the morning, my dog comes up. I have a husky. He howls when he wants to eat in the morning, and I'll be in the middle of one of these dreams. I go feed him. I'm like, I want to go back into this. I'll close my eyes and go back into it. I had one about a month ago, and it was the night before. I said, I want to know more about one of my past lives. I want to know more about it.
Yeah, but well, similar to what I did.
Yeah, very similar, just in that different sense of the dreamlike state.
Yeah.
And I'm in the dream, and it's almost like I wake up in the dream and I feel like I'm in a different dimension. It's so strange, a different time. And I know that I'm dreaming. I say, okay, I'm dreaming. I know where I am. I want to know what they're trying to show me. They're trying to show me something. I'm not going to be afraid of it. And over time, my spirit team would put me in situations in my dream that were scary, and I would run away from it because it would make me nervous. But now I'm not afraid of it. I'm excited about it, no matter how scary it is, because I know that it means something. So I wake up and I'm in this shack looking house. It's a small house. You walk in, there's a green couch to the right, there's a fridge, a sink, and a little cabinet. And then to the left, there's an old TV. A very old TV, probably something from like 1940s or something like that. I'm not sure the exact time. And then you walk up a staircase, and there's a small top floor. Like, I'm talking small. You walk up, you have to lay down to be on the top floor. And I walk in and I immediately feel uncomfortable. I'm like, I know that this is a past life thing that's happening that they want me to experience. A man comes around the corner. He looks at me. He says, Taylor, sit down. And I was like, okay, I know I'm being held captive right now. That's what's happening. I'm going to sit down. I sit down on the couch. He goes to the fridge. He grabs a beer, sits next to me, and he's just making me super uncomfortable. He's super, super odd, super strange. And in the house, there are these awful smells in the house. And he finishes his beer. He looks at me. He says, I need to go get something. Stay here. You know I'm watching you. Points to a camera. So I just stay there, he leaves, and I start observing everything. I say, okay, I'm in a dream. What's the worst he's going to do if I get up? I'm dreaming. This isn't real right now. I get up, I look around, I'm looking through, you know, cabinets, I'm opening the fridge. The only thing that's in the fridge is mustard, ketchup, and beer. And I'm like, I need to get myself out of this. He's holding me captive. Anyway, these two young kids come bursting into the door, and they say, you need to get out of here. You need to get out of here. And I said, why? And they said, he's bad. He's keeping you captive. We're trying to call the cops. I said, I need to stay here a little bit longer because I wanted to figure it out. The kids leave. He ends up coming back, and he's super frazzled, super, super frazzled. And I don't know what he's doing. He's yelling at me. He's getting angry. He's telling me to not talk, not say anything. And then all of a sudden, all these cop cars start surrounding the property. And he goes up to the top floor, opens this cabinet, and I followed him, even though he told me not to. I said, what are you going to do? Same thing. This isn't real. I'll be fine. I go up, and then it's kind of dark, but he's putting things down the sink. And the cops come in. They take him away. And then they take me into the cop car and they sit me down and they start asking me questions. And they started asking me if I knew the people who were being put down the sink drain. And I said, people. So he had been like, it's so dark and so twisted, but he had been basically, you know, tormenting people and putting them down his drain. So I was next.
Jesus.
So very dark, very twisted, very odd. And I wake up from it and I kind of sit with myself and I'm like, what is it trying to tell me? My biggest fear is being kidnapped by a man and taken. And that's one of my biggest fears in life. I'm so scared of it. I don't trust anybody. When I was working in the bar, I would park behind the bar because I wouldn't want to be followed home. Just one of my biggest fears in life. And I realized that that was a past life thing where maybe this is something that really happened to me and that's why I'm afraid of it. And the message was that I don't need to be afraid of it because that's a past life thing. It's not connected to that.
Same as the death, right? Because I was fearing death for such a long time. And it was the same thing because I've been in all the wars and all that stuff because I would fear death because I had died in conflict so many times that I was fearing dying. Mm-hmm. In this life, it's the same thing. And when I delved into the reason why I was fearing death, it was the exact same thing as why you're fearing being kidnapped. Yeah. Resonating very, very powerful. This has been a very powerful podcast today, Taylor. We've shared some pretty out there stories and I'm grateful for it.
Definitely.
I do have a question to wrap all of this up because, wow, we've gone for an hour and 10 minutes and I really hope people do listen to the whole thing and with an open mind, of course. I've just got a question. If someone's young listening to this, Taylor, they were the younger version of who you were. So they're living that part of their story now. What would be your advice to that woman or to that young girl, or to that young boy or to that man to be nudged back on the path?
On their path, the spiritual path?
Yeah, because if someone's listening to this right now and they're like, well, gee, I resonate with what Nathan Taylor is saying. I see things, I hear things.
Yeah,
they're really resonating with it. Like, what would be your advice to that person that's listening or watching right now that's like, oh, there's something here.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, to anyone listening who maybe you feel that you have spiritual gifts and you know that they're there and you're curious and you want to dive into it, I feel that you should ask yourself one question and it's, what's stopping you? Is it the opinions of other people? If it's that, I encourage you to step aside from that because the healing work that you're going to do and the way that you can use your spiritual gifts to truly transform someone else's life matters much more than the opinions of other people who won't understand. And at the end of the day, you're going to come across, you know, negative people who have things to say about this path that you want to go on. And anybody who wants to go out of their way and say negative things to you, that's an unhappy person at the end of the day. So you're always going to have the right people in your corner supporting you. And your spiritual gifts are meant to be used. They're not meant to be hoarded. And if you feel that you need to do that, now is the time. This is your sign right here, right now.
Well said. I couldn't have put that any better myself. I do have one more question to wrap it all up. So just to wrap all this up again, how would you like to, what's your final word? What would you like to finish? Or would you happy with just that? We can leave it with that if you want. That was a pretty good message.
I feel like that's thinking and not much is coming up. I feel that that's that. I would say I feel that that's the message.
I agree. And did you ask for help, Taylor, throughout all this process? Because I know it's a big program amongst society today that asks for help to sign a weakness and sign a you know, a bit like men and not crying, same thing. It's a sign of weakness. Yeah. Like, did you have help? Not spiritual help,
yes.
Physical help. Yeah.
Most definitely. Yeah. No, I did. I was super depressed and I had a lot of anxiety for a really long time. And I had to go see somebody. I went to go see somebody about it. And it was the best thing that I could have ever done for myself and my mental health. And I continue to go, you know, see people for help with my mental health. And if anyone's feeling like they need that help, please don't push it aside. Please don't push it aside. There's sources out there and there's people who will help you and be there for you and help you understand, you know, what you're going through, because you just have to remember that you don't always have to do this on your own and completely by yourself.
Well said, Taylor. Thank you so much for jumping on today. We're going to have to do this again, I think. I reckon we're going to do this again and delve into some
definitely.
More stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
thank you so much for having me on.
No worries. And just quickly, we'll have all your links to where people can go and find you, but just where can they go and find you?
You can find me on TikTok, Medium Taylor Isabella, Instagram, Medium Taylor Isabella, and YouTube, Medium Taylor Isabella is my handle for all of those. And my website is taylorisabella.com.
Beautiful. They'll all be in the bottom. Go and give Taylor a follow. Her content's awesome. For those that want to delve into this more, it's very awesome. Taylor, thank you for sharing everything that you shared today. You sort of helped me share some stuff today too. So I thank you for that chat. That was pretty special. I'm looking forward to putting that out there.
Yeah,
and
thank you very much. Yeah.
This has been the Breaking Free podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Francis. Thank you for listening and watching wherever the world you are. If you're one of Taylor's listeners or watchers or supporters, thank you for listening to this podcast today. My final word, just go out there and be awesome. Take the bricks off your feet. Walk through that door, as Taylor said, and you'll be just fine. And if you can change your own inner world, it changes the whole world around us. And we can all do this, and it's time we all start doing it. So thank you again, Taylor, and I'll talk to you guys again real soon. Cheers.